Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to be reading the New Testament from the Simplified King James Version, which I believe is a fairly new version put out by Barber Publishing. I'm still testing it. I haven't seen any real problems with it yet. You have to be very careful with the different translations of the Bible. Some versions are word-for-word translations, which are going to be more accurate. You want to really stay away from translations that are thought-for-thought translations. That's very dangerous, because then what you have is you've got the translators reading something in the Hebrew or the Greek or whatever and saying, okay, this is what it says. I think this is what that means, and that's what they write down. That can be very dangerous, especially if you have preconceived ideas of what you think the Bible says anyway. I do not want anyone telling me what they think a passage means. As a Bible student, I want to be the one to study it for myself and decide what God is saying. So be very careful with translation. Okay, so Matthew chapter 1, Matthew, of course, one of the apostles of Jesus, was writing this book to the Jews. And what you will see in this book is a lot of times he will say, this is a fulfillment of the prophecy of blah, blah, blah. And that's because the Jews reading this book should have been very familiar with the Old Testament. So they should be very familiar with all of the prophecies. Matthew chapter 1, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now this genealogy is from Joseph's side. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. And Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. And Ram begot Abinadab, and Abinadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. And Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz begot Obed by Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David the king. And David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. And Solomon begot Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa. And Asa begot Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Uzziah. And Uzziah begot Jotham, and Jotham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah. And Hezekiah begot Manasseh, and Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Josiah. And Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. And Zerubbabel begot Abiad, and Abiad begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor. And Azor begot Zadok, and Zadok begat Achim, and Achim begot Eliad. And Eliad begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Now I'm sure I pronounced every one of those names perfectly correct. You notice back in verses 11 and 12, it talks about Jeconiah. There are a lot of people who believe in premillennialism, or some form of premillennialism, which usually includes the belief that Jesus is going to come back in a physical form and sit on a physical throne in physical Jerusalem and be a physical king. If you look at Jeconiah back in Jeremiah 22 and Jeremiah 36:30, you will see that Jeconiah is cursed by God. God tells Jeconiah that none of his seed will sit as king on the throne of David. So Jesus cannot be a physical king on a physical throne in physical Jerusalem. Of course, he is king, but he's king over a spiritual kingdom. So So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon to Christ are 14 generations. Now, if you go back into the Old Testament and study all of these genealogies, you'll see that not all of the descendants are listed here. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was in this way. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, betrothed is like an engagement, but I think back then it was actually a little bit more serious than an engagement. Before they came together, she was found with child from the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was resolved to put her away secretly. So this must have been very upsetting for Joseph. You know, he's engaged to Mary, then he finds out she's pregnant. So, of course, he assumes, okay, she's been with a man. And although I'm sure that really hurt him, he was a good man, and he was just going to break off the betrothal very privately and quietly as to not embarrass her. That really says a lot about Joseph. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take to you Mary your wife, for what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. In other words, she did not cheat on you. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The word Jesus actually means deliverer. Christ means anointed. Messiah means anointed one. And Emmanuel means God with us. Just a side note there. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken from the Lord by the prophet, saying, so here we go, Matthew quoting from Isaiah 7:14, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Another note here is, this makes it pretty clear that Jesus is God. There are those who think that Jesus was just a prophet or just a good man, but he was not actually deity. Well, it says right here that he shall be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God is actually with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had asked him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. And that is chapter 1.